It's Monika, and welcome back to the Home Health Occupational Therapy Explorer podcast. I'm Monika, and this podcast is recorded outside in Arizona. Hopefully you can hear maybe some breeze in the birds. And it's recorded staring due west at the sunset to just do a little reflection, verbal journal on March 23rd, Monday. Just odd. In some ways, felt like business as usual, but it's not at all business as usual. And there's clearly much more discernment and screening and just caution happening. And the thing that I can acknowledge is that I feel like this podcast for sure has just unleashed complete permission to turn into just like a creative experiment right now. But a couple of things come to mind that were really present in getting to work through today. One was just experiences where, with humanity, I was just like let down and was kind of like, what? It just seems shady. Like, why would you respond like that? And really being challenged to feel my own anger, but to not respond in a way that would bring down humanity. And I really actually kind of struggle with this today, of just really being like pissed at some human behavior. And I recognize that, like, now more than ever, I think we are really called to try to show up in as authentic and also compassionate of a way as possible. And so, in calling a couple mentors that I admire and just kind of reasoning through some things, was able to, I guess, recognize that I don't know what I might need forgiveness for tomorrow, and that I don't know where people are. Like, I don't know what's going on at home. I don't know what they've been through before and how triggering this experience may be for them. And just that, like, I don't know the amount of times people have dug really deep to give me forgiveness for crazy things that I may have done. And sort of just practice on the side of compassion. And it was also really helpful, if I'm sharing a true journal entry, to really use my book of faith and read scripture today, and also reach out to a friend in fellowship and just like pray together and have the question posed to me, which was really helpful for me of being recently returned to the Jesus tradition. The question that was relevant for me today was, you know, if Jesus was there, what do you think he would do? And there was a period in my life when I would be like, you know what, that's so stupid. Like, F you. That's irrelevant for right now. And there was something about being asked that today that brought such a softness to the situation and such an invitation to feel the sadness and grief and like anger or disappointment that comes up, and then to really show up with as much love and light as possible to move forward into being fruitful with like Team Human right now. And I guess it inspires me of like, remember Michelle Obama's, when they go low, we go high. And so just keep like day by day, I guess, doing that. But the other thing that was inspiring today was a message from my sister, and it was Tessellation is the name of it. It's a project by Kaneko, K-A-N-E-K-O, in Omaha, and they're encouraging people to just begin creating and sending images of their creations in, to make like worldwide installments at their art studio in Omaha. And I love the encouragement to be creative right now. And it makes me think of trying to plug patients who are open to it and who this would be meaningful into like daily creative practices inside their environment. So whether that's, you know, if they're apart, creating a little mural of their daily experiences, or just like getting in the habit of like standing up to complete something or kind of like painting and putting it up on the wall. I don't know. I have not experimented with this yet. It's just an idea, but really trying to bring creativity and like coping. Because before it was maybe just coping on one level, but now we're all kind of coping on two levels of being in a place we've really never been before, and seeing what that can really look like, or I guess just offering as much value as possible to help people find a new normal. And I think more than anything, I can so valuable these days, the moments of connection with others or readings that just inspire a sense of hope and a sense of being able to show respect and teamwork amidst trial. Like teamwork, when it's easy and perfect, is just like cooperation. I feel like, at least for me, it's like teamwork now is like, no, when it's borderline like crap conditions, can I still show up and offer compassion and forgiveness and kindness and just show up to the goal? This isn't personal, this is just figuring it out. So I hope this finds you in a place where it can offer you support to be creative, to, if you need to, feel scared or feel whatever it is for the sake of like not ignoring that, and also just like tremendous permission for ourselves to also like unfold. Like whether that's, I picture like being in a tight ball of just like stress and anxiety, and then just kind of like having permission to be like, okay, now even if it's just for 5 seconds, can you just relax and like be with what's here? So keeping you all in my prayers, and thank you so much for listening. If you have any comments that you want to share, you can reach me at Monica with a K at homehealthotr.com. Stay safe. Spread your blessings. Drive safe. Be safe. Most importantly, keep exploring.